Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Go Black Podcast.
Hi guys, my name is Arnold Sivanda and welcome to the Black Dope Dads Podcast. And today we're looking at parenting through generational trauma. On the last episode, we looked at the role of mentorship for the black youth, where we briefly touched on some of the historical barriers that have negatively affected the black community. We touched on systematic racism, limited access to opportunities, and underrepresentation. And we also looked at the stereotypes when it comes to black youth. We're going to look at the same things when it comes to generational trauma as well. So I think it's very important that we start by defining and having an understanding of what generational trauma is. So trauma is an overwhelming life-altering event resulting in emotional and psychological distress. Then now when we speak of generational trauma, we're looking at traumatic events with a ripple effect across generations. In simple terms, let's say my father experienced traumatic events in his past, in his capacity of being a father, a husband, and a parent. I am a son, I'm most likely to repeat some of those behaviors. And in most cases, I'm unaware that my actions are informed actually by the learned behaviors, beliefs, and patterns that he experienced in his past. So that's what generational trauma is in simple terms, not to get too academic with the definition. So that's what generational trauma is in simple terms. So last year I worked on a paper on the influence of apartheid on black fatherhood. And I focused on the migrant labor system in particular, which was a colonial system that saw the displacement of black fathers from their homes and families. And what it meant was families were left without fathers, communities were left without black role models. And my generation has had to parent through that. And for the longest time, we've had no resources and tools to understand and navigate how to parent through that generational trauma. One can say this was a systematic way of breaking down the black family structure. Because for many years, there's been so much focus on absent fathers within the black community. There's been negative stereotypes and narratives being perpetuated in TV and media. And there just hasn't been enough focus on the effects such things as the migrant labor system has had on black parenting and black fatherhood. Some of us are still not aware that we're parenting through generational trauma because the narrative has always been black men are the worst fathers in the face of the earth. This also means that society has been slow in developing ways to help men readdress the injustice of the past, whether it's putting in place tools, it's putting in place psychological and emotional help or programs in place. They've been slow in doing that because, as far as they're concerned, there hasn't been any problem. I mentioned earlier that most of us are not even aware that we're parenting through generational trauma, and we can attribute that to education, the unequal education system, the curriculum, and how education is actually administered. I mean, psychology and counseling are all new terms within the black community. And whenever we're trying to address such things, we have to look at the understanding of the affected group. We have to look at the understanding of the affected group. Do those people understand what we're talking about? We have to look at the understanding of the affected group. Do those people understand what is meant by generational trauma? What is their level of self-awareness? Are they able to identify some of the symptoms? These are all things that we need to be able to identify in order to develop programs and support groups that can effectively help men deal with generational trauma. There are psychologists working on promoting Black men's mental health. They are doing extensive research within Black communities. They are identifying affected communities and affected areas in men and offering them, they're making mental health accessible and easy to understand. It's also very important to point out that things such as depression, anxiety, generational trauma are very new within the Black community. I mean, Black psychology is a recent study. For the longest time, there hasn't been that much focus on such studies regarding Black men or within the Black community. So also access to mental health is still a challenge. And also we're looking at affordability. A lot of Black men still can't afford therapy and counseling services because they are very pricey services. So then what do we do? How do we resolve that? One of the most effective ways is creating support groups with clear objectives and framework. By objectives, I mean, we need to outline exactly what is the intention of the support group. And the other important thing regarding support groups is the framework. By framework, I mean, so once we've identified, once someone has been open about the situation they're facing and they require further assistance, then there should be a way we connect that individual to professional healthcare. So, I mean, I encourage you brothers to form support groups within your communities. I know most churches have support groups for men and do that. Set out clear objectives and have a clear framework and try to reach out to one or two professional mental health providers. There are ones you can also freely access, like the South African Anxiety and Depression Group. They do have counselors who can be part of your group, or that you can refer men for further assistance. So support groups are one way we can unlearn certain behaviors, one way we can be self-aware, one way we can be able to readdress some of the issues we're facing within our parenting journeys, within our capacity as a husband or a brother. We can all do this within a support group setting. We are our brother's keepers anyways. So it's important that we do this together. And this is what I mean when I'm talking about creating safe spaces. I want spaces to be effective. I want us to go there and vent and also find solutions, you know, to our problems, you know. So for instance, let's say we within the support group and brother Tom needs further professional help. Within us, within that group, if we can't reach an NPO or if we can't access free services, we can put resources together and make sure brother Tom gets the help he needs. That's the kind of safe spaces I want us to be looking at creating. And that's the only way we can heal, by taking matters into our own hand, being intentional about our healing and coming together as brothers and saying, no, I need help with this, I need help with that. This is the amount of resources I have. Who has more knowledge? Can we put our resources together and get brother Tom help? Then once we've done that, we repeat the cycle, we keep doing that, and it grows. And in time, we go into our structures in place that our kids will also be able to fit into. We go into our structures in place that can help our families, that can make our community stronger. These structures are going to cultivate healthy families and stronger communities. And it all starts here. I mean, it goes back to the spirit of Ubuntu. This is what was meant by Ubuntu. And it's important that when we're creating the spaces as brothers, number one, we have to be intentional. Number two, we have to have clear objectives. Number three, we have to have a framework. And the other important one, we have to have a code of conduct of how we're going to administer the group. Then from there, we put it into practice. And believe me, this is one of the most effective ways, and I believe this is one way we can be able to heal as Black men.
Dope Black Podcast.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.